And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, sought how they might destroy him. Now, just because he told the truth, they wanted to destroy him. Notice, because he told them the truth, what the temple was set up for, but they wanted to destroy him because he told the truth. Isn't that something? For they feared him because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree. How? Dried up from the root. And what happened? And Peter called to remembrance and said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree, which thou cursest, is withered away. What did Jesus say? This is where we want to get started. Jesus said what? Have faith in God. Wonder why he said that. Have faith in God. Good question. Why did he say that? Have faith in God. Well, Hebrews 11:6 answered that question. But without faith, it is impossible to contact God. It's impossible to deal with God. It is impossible to commune with God. But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. God is pleased when you believe him. God is pleased when you believe him and everything else is talking something else. But if you don't have faith, you can't contact him. You can't please him. You can't reach him. So he said, now listen to what Jesus, he demonstrated, then he taught them what would happen if you would do what I did. He said, have faith in God. Look at the next verse. Do we have it up there? Verse 23. Look at the next verse. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, not just me, Whosoever. What was Jesus saying? The race of believers, the people that will come from this new way of life, they can say whatever they will, and it shall be done. I'm going to qualify that. Jesus was showing his disciples and teaching them the principle and the power and the operation of faith. Now let me qualify. Let me show you how it, because if you don't set everything, see, God is a God of what? Order. Isn't he a God of order? Everything has to be done in order. Let me give you just an example here. Can you pull up Genesis 1:1? Genesis 1:1. Go ahead and pull up Genesis 1:1 if you can. And we'll come back here. I want y'all to listen. God is a God of order, and he has the power to carry out whatever he say. Whatever he say or whatever he speak, what he says will come to pass. All right, have we got it? Still working on it. It says what? It said, in the beginning, I want y'all to stay with me now. In the beginning, God created the heaven. The King James said heaven, single, but other translations say heaven because, and that's right, because there's more than one heaven. There's a heaven, this atmosphere above us, there's outer space, then the third heaven where God lives. But it says what? In the beginning, God created what? The heaven and the earth. Let's read it again. I was talking to the Lord about this. He said, in the beginning, what happened? God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was, what was it without? And what happened? Darkness. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Notice now that it says, the earth was without form. But God didn't leave it that way. What did he do to it? Yeah. God said it without form and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God did what? There was some activity by the Holy Ghost. One translation said the Spirit of God was hovering, brewing. Another one said brewing. You know, if you know anything about raising chicken, the hen brew over her chicken. Hovering, brewing. And while the Spirit of God was hovering, brewing, moving up on the face of the water, God did what? What did he say? Let's say it like that. God said, light be. What happened? How was it? You got to stay with me now. How was it? The earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, light be. And what happened? And light showed up. First thing he did, he spoke what was inside of him and said, be. And it showed up in visible form. Darkness fled. Jesus said, y'all still with me? Jesus said, have faith in God. All right, we could go through the whole thing, and God saw the light that it was, and God divided the light from the darkness, and it's been divided ever since. Darkness and light came mixed because God divided it. You can't have a little darkness, a little light. The brighter the light, the less darkness you see. Because they just don't mix. Amen. Now the Lord told me to tell you, to bring this to your attention. He said, I want you to understand the power that faith can release. I am not limited in anything and nothing. I'm going to say it again. He said, I am not limited in anything and nothing. Everything that I created, everything that can be brought forth, I can do it. And I brought forth a world. Y'all ready for this? I brought forth a world And I set it in order, and it's working now.